This is Meredith Sisko for the Izzo's Archaeos. Water. Seems like there's always too much or too little of it. In the Ozarks, that can be true from one patch of grass to the next. Somewhere back in the long ago, I remember a Disney cartoon in which Donald Duck was flying an old open cockpit biplane, hiring out to farmers to seed the clouds to make it rain. I have no recollection of the overall plot, if there was one. The part I remember is how he managed to make it rain exactly in the right places. The image in my mind is of a wooden perimeter fence around a pasture, and he was able to make the raindrops that landed on the fence near the middle of the board have one flat side so that the rain only went where it was intended. It's not quite that bad, but the folks over on 63 got a nice little shower yesterday, and I got a couple of small round muddy spots in the dust on my windshield. I'm less than a mile away. In the Ozarks, when they say scattered showers, they mean scattered. A look on the radar this morning told me several people will be getting some rain today, but unless something drastic happens, none of them will be me. So if my garden and my vacationing houseplants are going to get any water today, it will be delivered not by providence, but by hose. The outdoors today reminds me of a period in my life when I was deciding between a job offer and a travel opportunity, and just before I made the most impractical choice possible, and I was staying with friends in the Livermore Valley. That's in California, and for those of you who have not been there, it's just east of the coastal range at a level with Berkeley, Oakland, and the San Francisco Bay. San Francisco was where the job offer was coming from. But I was footloose, at loose ends, and reluctant to go back to the city and all of its distractions. These friends were out in the country, in the wide open spaces, albeit vast agricultural acreage and nowhere near anything one might call wilderness. Well, I mean, you could see the mountains, but much closer, just down the road, in fact, was the famous Lawrence Livermore Laboratories, where nuclear energy research has been conducted for more than 60 years. It's so famous it even had a new chemical element named after it. Livermorium, it was called. But I digress. It was summer in those fields, and the climate, if not the humidity level, was much like the Ozarks in August. Hot, dry, dusty, dangerous to the delicate and the infirm. The difference was that at 4 p.m. every day, there was a shift in the upper atmosphere and a phenomenon known as the onshore winds began. The wind came straight across from the ocean, hit the hot air mass of the Central Valley, and the temperature would drop from the 100 to 110 degree range to the 80s and sometimes even down into the 70s. Every single day. So all one had to do was make it to 4 o'clock. How you did that out in the vast flatness of the Agra Valley was to go out and hang out next to the irrigation pump. My friends, you see, had dropped out of the corporate world when he developed heart problems from the stress of his job. Imagine, if you will, the job called expediter at a place called Lockheed, where the expediter was responsible for seeing that every single bolt, screw, and the thousands of other parts to build an aircraft were in exactly the right place at exactly the right time. Well, of course you'd develop heart problems. So they quit. They found a job caretaking a 300-acre farm that they then leased to freelance farmers needing to grow a quick 300 acres of summer squash or tomatoes or what you name it. They made a living by him making art and her selling it. I helped out in the shop, and every day after lunch we met at the pump, turned it on, and sat in the cool spray and talked philosophy. At the end of the days I had to consider that job offer, no matter how many lanes of how many freeways that connected that valley to the Bay Area, there was no way on this world I was going to take that job. I packed my essentials and my dog in my 1961 Plymouth Valiant named Edith, and with some guidance from my engineer friend, I changed the brake pads and spray-painted over all the political bumper stickers and headed east over the Sierra Nevada, headed toward the Ozarks. I didn't actually stop until I got to Vermont, where I discovered my talents and the employment opportunities available weren't really a good fit. Some factory work and an engine overhaul later, I got headed back toward the other coast. In both directions, though, I lingered in the Ozarks, visiting family, taking in the summer air, marveling that barring the humidity and the fact there were things here called the seasons, it was just like California. Of course, California has seasons, too. They're called rain and no rain. But no matter how the Ozarks or I managed to change over the years, the Ozarks never became anything but home to me. And since I finally moved home for good about 40 years ago, I've listened many times to the tales of people who have come to the Ozarks from other climes, drawn, they say, by something inexplicable, from some fey magic that once encountered just won't let them go. I think that's probably true. We joke with visiting friends from away that they should monitor their visits carefully, and when they ask why, a chorus of Ozarkers will say, "On the third visit, you bring the U-Haul." It's a little bit true, and it is truly inexplicable given the bad press that naturally comes from a variety of unfortunate attitudes, circumstances, and choices. The Ozarks can be called a lot of things, some good, some bad, but it can't be called safe for everyone. As a wise friend of mine says, nobody is entirely flawless. Everybody has warts of some kind. That's us. We have our difficulties, our differences, our version of that reputed Irish Alzheimer's in which we forget everything but our enemies. But drawing off that rumored Native American tale about everyone having two warring wolves inside them and the one that wins is the one you feed, I would say instead that in the dry but humid heat of an Ozark summer, nothing grows unless you water it. That's something we can all relate to. And right now, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go water my garden in hopes of a good, nourishing, and plentiful harvest. This is Meredith Sisko for these Ozark Hills, out standing in her field.